From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Disagreements over language referring to the South China Sea conflict have held up Southeast Asian nations that are trying to compile a joint statement as they wrap up their ASEAN forum Thursday. China's controversial island-building projects in the South China Sea, where some of its neighbors have competing claims, has been a focal point of the summit in Kuala Lumpur. In a wide-ranging news conference Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called for a lowering of tensions by all claimants in the region.
A number of the claimants today made clear their willingness to refrain from those very actions. So this is an important step forward. But obviously there's work left to be done, since no claimant is going to be expected to stop if others are disregarding this call and continuing to proceed with their work.
Kerry said it is vital that claimants to the disputed region refrain from provocative actions and pursue their claims according to international law. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution that aims to identify those who have carried out chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Kerry made the announcement Thursday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, shortly after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian regional summit. The resolution, which could be voted on as early as this week, would create a panel to investigate who is responsible for a series of chemical weapons attacks which took place during the Syrian Civil War. This is VOA News. Malaysia's transport minister says additional airplane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing from the missing Malaysian jetliner was recovered last week. Liu Chonglai says the newly found parts include seat cushions, window panes, and other debris. But while he concluded the items are plane debris, he could not state with certainty they belong to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Earlier, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed that a flaperon found on a Reunion Island beach last week was a part of the missing Boeing 777, which disappeared 17 months ago without a trace. Experts in Paris, though, say where the part was taken for analysis, they say they are not ready yet to say for sure that what was found on the French territory is part of the vanished plane. Afghan officials say a military helicopter has crashed in the southern part of the country, killing 17 soldiers. The Russian-built M-17 helicopter went down Thursday in the Shinkay district of Zabul province, according to local officials. Afghanistan's defense ministry says technical problems led to the crash. Other officials stress the incident is still under investigation. Former Argentine President Carlos Menem and 12 other people are going on trial Thursday for allegedly conspiring to derail the investigation into the deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center. Prosecutors are accusing the 85-year-old Menem and his co-defendants, including his former intelligence chief and a former federal judge, trying to steer prosecutors from linking the bombing of the Argentine-Israel Mutual Association building to a Syrian-born man who was suspected of taking part in the attack. No one has ever been arrested or tried for the attack nearly two decades ago. A group claiming to be Islamic State militants has released a video in which it threatens to behead a Croatian hostage if the Egyptian government does not release Muslim women from jail. Video shows a man wearing an orange jumpsuit kneeling in front of a masked militant holding a knife. The man reads aloud in English from a note, identifying himself as Tomislav Salopek, a 30-year-old father of two. He says the Islamic State captured him July 22nd. And Japan is marking the 70th anniversary of the United States nuclear bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Tens of thousands of people observed a minute of silence Thursday as bells tolled at the Peace Memorial Park near the epicenter of the bombing. Hiroshima Mayor Kazumi Matsui called for a renewed effort to rid the world of nuclear weapons, which he had called nothing more than pure evil. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.